Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Ayin Amud Beis of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We are holding on Daf Ayin Amud Beis at the very top, the very first word of the page. Says the Gemara, Hahu Ravisa. There was a non-Jewish young lady, Dishtakach Davz Beidani, that was found amongst barrels, Davz Nikita Uf Yabiyada, and she had something in her hand, some like froth in her hand. Amar Rava, so Rava said, Chamra Shari, the wine is mutter even to drink, because Emer Megaba de Chavisa Shekalte. We could assume that she took the froth off of the back of the barrel, not from inside of the barrel. The Avagav de Lakasu, and even though right now we don't see the barrels frothing at the top, Emer Shemri Yisramila, it must be that one of the barrels was bubbling over, and she just took off of the top of the barrel. Hahu Pulmusa, another Maisa, there was a general, the Salik Lenarda, who went to the city of Narda with his officers. Paschu Chaviyasatuva, and the army opened up all sorts of barrels. Kiyasa Ravdimi, when Ravdimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar Uvda, Havakamed Rabbi Elazar, he says, we had such a maisa in front of Rabbi Elazar in Eretz Yisrael, Vishara, and he was matya, the wine even to drink. V'lo yadana, im isham desavar l'ka Rabbi Elazar, damar savik biya tahar, and we're not sure why he was matya. Is it because, like we discussed last time, about safik biya tahar, that if you're not sure if you even entered the field that has the tumah, then you're tahar, so over here also, we're not sure if he even entered the place where the wine is. Imishum desavar ruba dasli b'hadi pumusi yisrolninu, or is it because he holds most of the soldiers that are there are Jews, and therefore it's a vadeh, because a rove is not a suffek. Rove is a rove. You follow it like a vadeh. So the Gemara asks, what's the tzad? The Gemara asks on the tzad that Rav Dimi is matir because of suffek bia. Hi suffek bia, suffek maguhu. What do you mean it's a suffek bia? This would not be analogous to a case of a suffek, whether you went into a field that was tame. This is analogous to a case where you know you went into a field that had tame in it. You're just not sure if you touched the tame, because the chayalim definitely came into, and the pulmas were definitely goyim. The suffek is only, did they touch the wine or not? These were non-Jewish soldiers, so it's not at all like suffek bia. Given the mefat chituva, ema adaita demono paschu, because suffek bia dami. Says Mar, no, but since they opened up so many barrels, and it's obvious that they were looking for money, and they weren't looking to drink, so that's ki'ilu, a suffik pia. Hahi masovisa, there was a woman selling the wine in a store, the masfala iklida, that gave the key to the store lavedes chavim to an avedes chavim to watch over it, and she never got rishus to enter. Meaning, if she goes into that store, she was told to just guard it. But if she goes in, she'll be accused of being a ganav. Amar Rabbi Yisak, Amar Rabbi Lazar, uvda hava be midrasha. Such a shaila was asked in the base medrash. Va'amru, and they said that the wine is mutter because la masfala ella shmiras mafteach levad. All she asked her to do is guard the key. So she was not entrusting her with anything beyond guarding the key itself. Amr Abaya, Afananami Tanina, Abaya says, you know what? We have a Mishnah in Taros that says just like that. Hamoser Maftech Oslam Maretz, if a person gives his keys to an Amaretz, Taros of Taros, he could assume that the Taros that are hidden in that, whatever is behind lock and key, is still Tahar. L'fishal Moser L'Ola Shmiris Maftech Bulvad, because you only trusted him with watching the key, not to open up the door and go see what's doing over there. Hashra Taros of Taros, Yahin Nesach Mibai. So if by Taros we're going to say it's Tahar, you need to tell me that Tzvar is going to work for Yahin Nesach. It's Kal V'Chomer, of course it's going to work for Yayin Nesach. So says Mar, whoa, Kal V'Chomer, you're assuming that Yayin Nesach is more Kal than Taros? Lememer de Taros Alimi mi Yayin Nesach? Do you think the Cheshash is greater by Taros than it is by Yayin Nesach? Says Mar, in, absolutely it is. De Itmar, because we have a statement from the Beis Medrash that Chotzer Shechilka b'mesipas. You have to have a Chotzer that belongs to both a Chaver and Ama Aretz. Meaning Chaver is someone who makes sure that all of his produce is tahar, and the Ama Aretz is someone who does not make sure his produce is tahar. And there is a low fence that separates the two sides of the field, and that way it clearly marks off which side belongs to the Chaver and which side belongs to the Ama Aretz. Amarav, Taros of Tameos, all the Taros of the Chaver are Tamei, Ubovi Chav Menos Yai Nesach. But let's say you have a property that belongs to a Jew and non-Jew, and you have a low fence that separates the two sides, and the Jew keeps his wine on one side, the wine is not considered Yai Nesach, because the guy is not going to want to be accused of being a Ganav. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Af Taros of Taros. And Rabbi Yochanan says, even in the case of Taros, it's going to be Tahar. But you do see from Rav that the Taros is more chamer than the din of Yayin. So the Gemara asks, the Gemara goes to this discussion, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan about Taros, and is going to ask on Rav. But first, let's just make a main point over here, that apparently the Chashash of an Ama Aretz being metame something is stronger than the chashash of an Ovid Kochavim being menasech yayin. Yeah, but we had this machlokas whether there is a chashash that the Ama Aretz is going to be metaher when it's two sides of a low fence. So now let's see. Meisve, the Gemara asks, you know, it says in the Braisa, two chatzeros, one inside the other one. Hapnimis shel chaver, the inner chatzer belongs to a chaver. Vachitzona shel Ama Aretz, and the outer chatzer belongs to an Ama Aretz. Also chaver shoteach sham peiros or miniach sham kelim, that chaver can put in the inner chatzer all of his peiros, and he can put his kelim that are tahar viafal pi sheyado shel ama aretz magaasu sham, even though the ama aretz can reach right there. We're not choshesh kasha l'rav, isn't this a kasha and rav who's worried that an ama aretz is even going to go over a small fence in order to be metame his neighbor's taros? Amalach rav shiny hasim shenivaslav kaganov. No, in that case of the inner chatzer and the outer chatzer, he's not going to want to stick his hand in because he'll be accused of being a ganef, as opposed to by the small fence, he's not so worried about being accused of being a ganef. So now the Gemara is bringing a raya to Rav against Rabbi Yochanan. Tashema. We have another brisa. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Gago shel chaver lemala migago shel ama aretz. If the roof of a chaver is higher than the roof of an ama aretz, also chaver shoteach sham peros. The chaver can put his tahar peros there, or miniach sham kelim, or put his tahar kelim there. Vachlo to yadu shel ama aretz magas sham. But that's only if the ama aretz can't possibly reach it. Kasha Rabbi Yochanan. This is a kasha Rabbi Yochanan who holds that with a low fence, you can trust that everything's going to be fine, and he's not going to touch anything, even though he can reach it. So Rabbi Yochanan responds, no, shiny hasam, that price is different, because the Amaretz is not going to be afraid to reach and to be metame the taros, the islay lishtamute, because he has an excuse. Meimer Amar im tsuri kamatzra, he'll say, oh, I was just measuring the boundaries of the roof, because I'm trying to do some construction up here, so that's why I was sticking my hand up there. And Rabbi Yochanan, of course, is going to be moda that if he has some sort of excuse, we have to be choshish that he's metame the taros. But in a case where there is already a low fence separating the two sides of a field, he's not going to want to touch anything. So Tashma, the Gemara brings a raya to Rabbi Yochanan and a kasha on Rav. The Brisa says as follows: Gago shel chaver b'tzad gago shel ama aretz. You have a roof of a chaver right next to the roof of an ama aretz. Also chaver shoteach sham peros umeniach sham kelim. That chaver can leave his peros that are tar and his kelim that are tar there. Vafel pishe yadosh shel ama aretz magash sham. Even though the ama aretz could reach over and touch it, kasha l'rav. Isn't that a kasha on Rav? Amalach Rav. Rav would say no. La vikar m'shem l'mil dekayik havasi. I understand that price is against me, but m'shem Gamliel agrees with me. I know Dami Kram Shimon Gamliel. It's a machlokas tanaim, and I'm fully entitled to paskin like Kram Shimon Gamliel. So, main point over here: we have machlokas Rav and Rav Yochanan. If an Ama Aretz has the ability to touch the taharos of a chaver, do we assume that he did touch those taharos? It's certainly machlokas tanaim, but machlokas Rav and Rav Yochanan had a paskin, and the Gemara brings three rayos one way or the other. Okay, we will stop there, and Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up at the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Ayin Amud Beis.